Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment to order. The first order of business will be the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
No correction.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as last revised.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's agenda as last revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts.
For number 18?
For November the 18th.
So moved.
Have a second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Yeah, but again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we have a motion to approve the minutes and the finding of facts for our November the 18th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our December the 9th meeting.
Again, so moved.
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made based on the basis of bias and other stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. First case, please.
First application is case number 11318, the application of William R. Sands, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. This property is located south of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, being southwest of Cleveland Avenue on the end of the street and being 1,100 feet south of Lincoln Drive and being lot 24 within Cape Windsor subdivision and more specifically identified as tax map ID 533, map 20.18, parcel 117. For the benefit of the board, I passed down copies of an affidavit just received on the 24th last or received on 24th last Friday, and it's from Ray Tomasetti Jr., an attorney representing the applicants. And he gives explanation of why he's submitted this affidavit, an explanatory supplement to the variance request for this lot, and it has some attached surveys, one dated November 4th of 2013, and another one dated July 16th of 2013, and a couple of deeds also attached. Then the request for the, being more specific, they're requesting a 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for mechanical equipment, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling, and requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for steps and landings that are open at the first floor level. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
No, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. William Sands, S-A-N-D-S, part owner of Lot 24 in Cape Windsor. I live at 33356 Walston Walk Court in Bethany Beach.
And you are?
Beverly Houchins. I live at 510 Hamilton Lane in Newark, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Lank has correctly pointed out the three variances which are being sought tonight. In the supplement that I submitted to the board, I wanted to just point out some background. I was trying to give some background because I thought it was missing from the original application. Mr. Sands and Mrs. Houchin, their parents were the original owners of the property in 1970. And what had happened is they bought it from Great Eastern, the original developer of Cape Windsor. When the property was sold to their parents, they realized that there was an error in the plot, and 4 feet was conveyed to the adjacent owner on the right. When that happened, it made their lot 36 feet by 120, and Great Eastern then had to convey a 4-foot parcel, which actually was part of the right-of-way, going back to the Big Assawin Bay to give them a 40-foot property. And what had happened was the home at that time was already in place. So the home itself, the existing home, is and has been there since 1970, has been located 3.3 feet from the property line on the left side. What they're seeking to do is to actually have this home removed and place a new dwelling. So the three variances which they're seeking tonight is for the new dwelling. And to show that, and the hardship really was created back in 1970 when this error occurred, this 4 foot by 120 error occurred, which then created the property, the existing home, to be 3.3 feet from the property line. And the survey showing the proposed dwelling, the home would be located 5 feet from lot number 23, and the mechanical pads we placed in the similar location in which they are now. So there wouldn't be any greater input on the owner of lot 23 to construct this new home. They were keeping the setback as much as they can for the owner on lot 25, because right now the home, the way it's skewed, there's a greater dimension, but this keeps it exactly 10 feet. So it tries to keep the neighborhood into its current, the way it currently is, so it won't create a hardship on the owner of lot 25. And I have some pictures to show what the home looks like now and how close it is to lot 23 in its present location. And we'll submit some pictures we're taking earlier today.
Thank you.
What I tried to explain in my supplement is that if the home was not removed, they would need a 6.7 foot variance because that home has been that location since 1970. However, with the removal of the home, it would actually create a less of a variance than would be needed with the only the 8 foot, which would be the variance for the mechanical equipment. As you can see from the pictures, that equipment right now is very close to the property line as it stands right now. The HVAC is almost right on the property line if you look at the existing home, and the picture shows that. So it would create a greater buffer for the owner of Lot 23. So we're really seeking less of a variance than we would need if we were trying to keep the existing dwelling. So we base our request on the uniqueness of the lot created back in 1970, and that the hardship was not created by the applicant. It was actually created by the developer. And I think the survey that the two surveys, especially the one, both surveys by Simpler Surveying, do an excellent job of showing the original plot line and how that 4-foot parcel had to get conveyed to the owner of Lot 25. And that's why I attached those two deeds to show the background of it, that they actually got the lot but then realized it was wrong, then had to correct it. So, and they're here to testify. Their sister is very ill, so that's why she's not here on that. So, Mr. Sands, do you have anything to add to what I've said?
No, just that we're trying to get a variance consistent with other homes on the end lots in Cape Windsor.
And are you aware of other variants have been granted in that same?
Lot 25 was granted similar variances a few years ago.
And were you present for that that hearing?
Yes.
All right. Ms. Houchin, do you have anything to add to?
No, I think.
All right. Any, okay. Any questions from the?
I'll find out for you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickard?
Mechanical pads. You're talking about air conditioning?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And we're trying to keep them consistent on the same side so it doesn't create a hardship for the owner of 25. We're trying to make it inconsistent with what it is right now. So that's why we've placed it on that side, so it doesn't create a hardship for him.
Okay, that was the next question.
Okay.
You answered that ahead of me. I was just curious. You have three pads there. We have three air conditionings? Or?
On that, I'm not sure of it.
Just curious.
Yeah. On that.
They probably should. Two air conditioners. I don't know why he drew a third one. But.
Oh, okay. So really there's
two. Two on there.
No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Berman?
No questions.
And I have no further questions.
I've got one, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Mr. Sands or Ms. Houchins, could you just confirm that the presentation by Mr. Tomasetti is being true and correct?
I confirm the presentation by Mr. Tomasetti was correct.
Thank you.
Any further, Mr. Sharp?
Nothing further.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, will you keep your hands up, please? There's one, two in opposition.
Three, four.
Okay, would you like to speak and come up and speak in opposition, or you just want a show of hands? You may want to sit down up like that, if you would, please. And you would please go there and be sworn in.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Darren Schartzer. Address is 38854 Cleveland Avenue, Shelbyville, Delaware.
And you are?
Vicki Schartzer. Same address. Lot 25.
Yes, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm not sure if we are in opposition of the side setback variance. We just aren't really sure where they're saying the property line is that variance is coming off of.
Okay.
We just want to get clarification as far as, you know, between if 24 and 25.
If we could see an actual
layout.
We'll
see a survey?
Yes.
I have a survey, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We have that.
You have
a
little bit mine.
Yeah. Well, let's just make sure.
Yeah.
They're showing 10, they want to place the home 10 feet from your property, or from the property line adjacent to you.
5 feet.
5 feet, because it's on, it's.
They're on 25.
Oh, you're right.
They're on 25.
I'm looking upside down.
You're on 25?
This is the front.
Now, according to what their testimony was, They have deeds supporting the fact that the property line on variance requested side had moved.
But this survey is incorrect because the 4 feet is to the right of the marker, which actually it should show that it's to the left of the marker.
I guess our question is where is the concrete monument? Which line is it?
That is the monument.
So if that's the monument, yes, if this is what they are calling the monument, the 4 feet it's on the wrong side, as Vicki is saying. It's actually to the east, and we have our deed actually says that, that our property line lies to the east.
I think I'm correct in the survey that shows the proposed dwelling says that 4 feet of the land conveyed and made part of lot 25 per deed book 2093 and the page number and so forth, showing that you gained 4 feet.
Well, that's incorrect. Our lot physically right now from that marker measures 42 feet to, we are on the canal. So if you go to the west, our lot is basically 42 feet. We have the original plat that was laid out by Kenneth Carter, which it was written down in the deeds one way, but they drew it up a totally different way. They put it opposite.
We have a deed correction that's gone through.
We had Buck Smith, our attorney, went through this with us, and they assure us that this was written one way and laid out another way. So that's why we are trying to find out exactly where the property line is, because we're saying that our 4 feet that was conveyed to us, it's in two tracks. The original lot was 25. Track two is 4 feet of lot 24.
And that's what this shows.
Which is 4 feet east of the marker.
That's what, okay.
See, that's what is wrong on this survey, and that's what we have tried to straighten out.
So, in other words, we want to be clear about the survey.
Well, the question,
the way it's presented to us tonight, you're questioning the survey?
We want to see how it impacts our lot, because if you go by this where the monument is.
All right, you're questioning the survey.
They're building 6 foot off our line, not 10 foot.
I think you've got it the opposite. And when I'm looking at this, there's it looks like there's a point here on the west side of lot.
They have mine.
Of the applicant's lot, and then there's like a 4 foot little area there, and then it looks like lot 25 is where you're at.
Well, what they're suggesting is that they own 4 feet east of the.
You're saying that you're
monuments.
4 feet east of that spot.
That is what our deed describes track two as. It's 4 feet east, which would be the original layout of 24 and 25, and that. That neighborhood pathway was in between 23 and 24 originally, the way that the neighborhood was laid out. So the two lots on the end were supposed to be 42 and a half. The inners were 40, and there was a 5 foot community pathway that was supposed to go to an island. The developer chose to make that pathway go away. So they scooted lot 24 over, which made the path go away, and they then conveyed 4 feet to us, or to the original owners, which is the Cunninghams, which is Vicky's grandparents, which she is with us tonight, and she can, you know, just in case if there was any questions.
So let me better understand what you're saying. So you're really, in essence, you're questioning the survey, not what they're here for.
Well,
but
where is the 10-foot being measured from is my question for the side yard variances, and then as to where the actual residence that they want to build,
well,
where is it going to be
built? What it shows on the survey, that's exactly where they take it from.
Yeah, but technically they're questioning whether there shouldn't be a side yard variance on both sides.
Yeah, I understand that.
So it's a survey, then, that was in question.
This survey, to our understanding is still incorrect. And
that's where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
It took a long time to get it out of you, but
yes, sir.
That's what you're questioning, the survey.
Yes, sir. We have legal documents to prove that it is wrong, and I've had surveyors tell me that your deed doesn't mean anything. That and that was the gentleman from Simpler Survey, and so we're just trying to straighten this out. We don't want any hardship on the sands, you know, and we don't want any hardship on us, but we just want to.
What size is your lot? What size is it?
Our lot is supposed to be 46 and a half feet according to the county maps and according to what we have.
And what it shows back here in the back page says 46 and a half, and on the other end, 21 is 42 and a half.
Well, physically, 21 on the other end is about 45 and a half.
It shows 42 and a half, but it's 45 and
if
a half.
If you go physically laid out with a tape measure, yes, sir, it's about 45 and a half.
Okay.
So all those lines are off. They're all askew. And that's where this, I think they transposed it. They wrote it up one way and then somehow laid everything out a totally different way.
Do you have a variance for your home, or is it built in the setback requirements?
Yeah, it's already.
Our house that we have now was actually built to what we would call the incorrect line, the original lot line of 25. We had a variance off of that of about 2 feet for our mechanicals. Knowing that we still had another 4 feet, we had trouble when the house was built because the builders.
So it's questionable whether your variance is even correct.
Well, it is. It's
could be. It could be.
Could be. Yes, sir. But we have another 4 feet. So basically, if we had a variance of 2 feet for our mechanicals, it's actually at 6 feet. If that makes sense.
Unless
if it's correct.
We feel it's correct.
Well, right.
Sir.
But right. I'm just saying, if it's
yes,
correct,
yes,
you would have that. But right now, you're not.
Correct.
Not sure.
I would think that the board or the county really needs to look into it.
Well, so really what you're saying is that we can't make a decision here tonight because you say it's 6 feet.
Yes,
sir. The applicant says he wants 10 feet, and we got to make that decision, and you're saying the decision we're going to make is based on that survey, mm-hmm. which we have in front of us, which
yes,
we have to use as the applicant's. Unless there is a problem, and there's a problem here, and I'd like to hear what the applicant has to say.
Well, to make things a little simpler, the only request they're asking for is a variance on the opposing side,
right.
Lot 23.
Right.
So it could be that they might also need a variance on the side closest to you, or it could be that you need an additional variance, which could be determined at a later time. I guess the question tonight is, are you opposed to the side yard variance on the side closest to the eastern side?
As long as it's between lot 23 and 24, no, it's not an issue.
That
okay.
would still leave
that's
that would still leave
problem.
The property, the new house being built 6 foot off of
right,
what we...
Or if they could prove the other way, then it could mean that you need an additional variance.
Right.
And...
Well, to be honest with you, I believe that the variance that we have for our house that was built basically 3 years ago was to...
You said you had a 2 foot variance, so that means you're 8 feet from the property line.
It was from this line, what they're saying, that's where the monument is. It was correctly off that line.
Off of that line. But if it were, for example, a higher court determined or a court determined or someone determined that the property line is actually 4 feet to the west from where they're saying it is here now, then you would essentially need more of a variance.
It would
well,
still
it has
be
been
good.
Corrected
we
in the
would
deed.
Still be good.
The deed,
okay.
What's how the deed reads, northwest, southwest, all that stuff, is correct.
Mm-hmm.
The survey is has been the problem
okay.
all along.
Well, the only, like again, the only thing that we're here to determine tonight is the eastern boundary.
Okay.
And the variance request there. If it should be determined that later that they would need a variance on the western side, then they would come back before this board to do so.
So you know what they're applying for tonight?
The only thing I'm not trying to step on anybody or say anything.
Do you know what they're trying
I think
to apply
that
for? The variances they're trying to apply for, and Mr. Mills is asking you that question.
Yes, between
do you object
lot.
To that?
Is
not between 23
as
and 24.
As long as it doesn't
okay.
alter our property line.
Yeah, we can't determine anything on your property line.
I can't be against them for the next neighbor's line.
If we were to approve this and then they were to go ahead and build, then you were to prove that the property line they were encroaching in the setback on your property line, then they would require an additional variance.
Right.
So, you know, and that would be a warning to the applicant as well, that you may not want to make sure that's correct before you proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other opposition? Okay. Chair hearing none?
I think they have.
Do you have? Yes, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify. The survey which you have before you, which shows the proposed dwelling and also existing dwelling, if you look at the monument on the side adjacent to lot 25, it's not one that simpler surveying placed. It was a found monument. And the legal description matching up to the deed which we've attached, we've recorded the deed, so the description which the Sands and Houchins have is a meets and bounds description which covers the 40 foot by 120 feet as shown here. So there is a, that's why I attached the new deed, showing there's a new deed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Buck Smith might have recorded a deed, but so did I, based upon a surveyor showing exactly what was out in the field.
Right.
So again, we're not seeking a variance on the side adjacent to lot 25. We're relying upon the professional showing the found monuments and showing that 10 feet. So we're only seeking the variances on the lot 23, just to clarify that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 11,318 under advisement.
Can I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,318 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, aye. Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,318 is taken under advisement. Now what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.